Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome everyone to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hey.
Mr. Scott Dudley.
That's my pronoun. Welcome, and thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in this week and every week. We've been doing this for over a decade for our community, bringing mental health, behavioral health, wellness information on a weekly basis to your front door of your radio. So, welcome aboard. We are very fortunate to be joined by Jennifer Cohen Harper. She is the founder and director of Little Flower Yoga. Now, we've had some yoga shows on before, but this one's got a twist. This one's special, and the idea of why it's special, I think, is going to really excite the community, because I think some real long-term ramifications of what Jennifer's got going here, and as it becomes more and more evidence-based, dare I say, I think this is something that's going to be really, really common going forward. So, Jennifer, you're on the edge of an empire. You're like Ray Kroc was when he bought out the McDonald's guys and started putting them every three blocks in the city. Only one suspects a little healthier, but still, I think you're on the edge of something pretty big.
Well, thank you. I'm very glad to be with you today, and it certainly feels like the ball is rolling and rolling at an accelerating pace. I've been doing this work now of yoga and mindfulness with children for 12 years, and it's never felt like this before. As you said, as we develop the evidence base, things are changing quite a bit. As the culture changes, things are picking up steam. And as we have more people out in the world who've seen the very powerful benefits, both for themselves and for the children they work with, they become spokespeople and advocates. And that's really contributing tremendously to how this work is spreading.
You know, there's been a lot of work and a lot of exposure now on mindfulness. And I think it's when it became, I was probably at Walmart, standing in line, you know, they have magazine racks, and then right there in Time Magazine had mindfulness right on front of it. And I go, wow, you know what? And you hear more about it. Okay, so what is mindfulness? And we had several shows on mindfulness, but it was always targeting the adults, you know, working with adults and never with children.
Yeah. So,
In your organization, you're specifically working with children, correct?
We are, yes.
So that's something.
And we adapt.
Yeah. And children is a whole different, working with children is a whole different thing. It's not the same as working with adults.
It's very different. And it's different enough that we've had to really dig in and explore how we translate these practices, not just to meet the children's needs and the challenges that they're facing, but also to make the practices more engaging and more fun and make them into practices that the kids want to bring into their life and will remember. You know, we don't want to be teaching these practices to them like the way they learn so many things where they cram for it, they can take a test on it, but then a few weeks later, it's gone. You know, we're teaching life skills, and the only way to teach life skills to kids is to make it accessible and engaging. So we've had to do a lot of work on those things.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.